Director General of an intelligence unit. And it sounds like, in layman's terms, spying. That's what it sounds like. Cameron Ortiz facing multiple charges under the Criminal Code and the Security of Information Act. Apparently, he's been in police custody since Thursday, supposed to make a court appearance in the capital city any minute now, actually. No doubt it'll be one of those, you know, a little bit of paperwork is done on and it's put off for a preliminary hearing some other time. But we'll get maybe a look at him and don't know if we'll learn much more. We don't know a whole lot yet, though, except the RCMP has confirmed there are charges and they stem from, and I'm quoting here, activities alleged to have occurred during his tenure as an RCMP employee. National security investigation sources are describing to media outlets that he's a former RCMP Commissioner Bob Paulson's most elite advisor. Now, maybe we can get an idea of what this may be related to if we look at his background. National security, sensitive investigations, likely the only civilian to ever achieve the position of Director General of Intelligence with control over RCMP counterintelligence operations. Described as an Ottawa intellectual, an academic. Some, according to one report, saw the guy's a little arrogant. And his background is big connections and understanding of East Asia and China. That's one way, Doug. We flagged that for later investigation. East Asia and China. Spoke Mandarin very well, from what I read somewhere. Our public safety minister, Ralph Goodale, is saying, don't worry, we're all safe, we're all secure, nothing to see here. But I think this is a big deal. Joining me right now is Phil Gursky, the president and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting, worked as a strategic analyst in the Canadian Intelligence Community for over 30 years, 15 of them at CSIS. And Phil, am I overstating this? Because it seems like a very big deal to me.
It's hard to say, Bill. As you said in your introduction, there's a lot of information we don't have. The fact that the RCMP has gotten to the point where they've laid charges and they've indicated under what part of the criminal code the charges have been laid certainly suggests that there's a lot of fire here, not just smoke. But we're going to have to wait. And these are allegations. We'll have to wait for more evidence to come out. But it certainly sounds like it has the potential to be really, really serious. So I don't think we're overreacting to a story like this, be it on a Friday afternoon, be it on a Friday the 13th of all things. These kinds of stories don't come out that often, obviously, in the open, for reasons I think all Canadians understand. So hard to say what it really means, but it doesn't look good, Bill.
No, it doesn't. But, you know, sometimes these things look worse than they really are on paper. And sometimes they're actually much more than you think. You know, if someone, I'm being hypothetical now, had access to a lot of information and a computer they weren't supposed to be on, that could be, boy, you're spying and selling the information to another country. It could also mean you took stuff home you weren't really supposed to take home because you were preparing for a meeting. You know what I'm saying, Phil? It could be something that maybe is improper, but not quite as stunning as it could be.
No, you make a good point, Bill. And, you know, as you alluded to, I worked in Intel for more than 30 years and in Canada. And there's no question that there's probably times you probably shouldn't be taking stuff home, but there's, you know, there's a deadline or you're, if something's really hopping, you want to get on it. I'm not going to tell your audience how often I may or may not have done that in my career. You're not supposed to. But so you're right. I think right now we have to wait and see. But I think that the point for me, Bill, is that they've made an arrest. They've laid charges, and they're going to have a conference, probably as you and I are speaking on the phone right now. I think there's a preliminary hearing. When it gets to that point, it suggests to me, and I want to stress it, just, you know, this, again, only allegations, that it's a little more serious than that. Otherwise, they would have handled it internally and not gone to the media and actually said, hey, we got a guy and we're accusing him of X, Y, or Z. So it appears, and again, appears, as you said, to be maybe more serious than just the average, oops, I took some stuff home I shouldn't.
Right, but even within that, even within the more serious range, there are a lot of different things it could be. Providing information to the media or planning to be a whistleblower. You know, it could be something that it's not where my mind goes because you think connections in East Asia and China and access to very secret documents. You do think, was this guy spying for China? Right. I mean, that's where your mind goes. But it doesn't have to be that. But it certainly could be as well.
Well, absolutely. And especially we're in election season. You know, we're going to the polls in, what, 6 weeks? And we certainly heard stories from our closest allies, from the United States, from the United Kingdom, from France, where we do know that powers that aren't the friendliest to the West, i.e. China and Russia, have sought to not only interfere in elections, but gain information that would be to their advantage and to our disadvantage. So you're right. It's perfectly natural we would go there at this time. But you're also right that there's nothing to suggest that right now. So what we have are a lot of really interesting facts. You know, he was high up in the RCMP. I think he was an analyst like me, at least at one point. So he kind of had a similar career track to me, although I never made DGC, so I can tell you that. And he was an alleged specialist in East Asia, including China. So a lot of tantalizing clues. But I'm with you, Bill. I think we got to really be very careful before we, declare this guy guilty of espionage and playing with the enemy, because we simply don't know anything beyond the allegations. And maybe we'll learn a bit more in court, but as you said, it's probably just the formalities. Hopefully more will come out, but on the other hand...
I only have about 60 seconds here, Phil. All your years in security, was it fairly common for foreign governments to approach people and try to recruit them? Or have I been watching too many TV shows like The Americans, deep cover agents who've been hiding among us for years?
I think you're watching too much Netflix, Bill. It certainly never occurred to me. I don't recall any colleagues of mine to whom it occurred. So it's not that it's impossible, and you're certainly warned against that, and you're trained against that, but I don't think it's as often as what you see on Netflix.
Yeah, and it could be the opposite, where, a high-ranking member of the military, his name was under fire for a long time. Turns out he didn't do a whole lot wrong, so I don't want to jump to conclusions here either.
But that's what we got to wait, Bill, absolutely.
Potentially huge. Thank you, Phil.
You're welcome, Bill.
Phil Gursky, the president and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting.